I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to Play Tessie. It is episode 56, and if you're listening on drop day, it is March 25th. God, we have like two... This is the second to last, I think, episode before opening day. But episode 56, the Joe Kelly episode, it's a special one. I can appreciate that Sammy and I, with Rob behind us, we are boots on the ground in Fort Myers right now. And we have like a bright and early flight. Like our plane literally takes off at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. You better be watching on YouTube. You're getting a present if you're watching on
YouTube. Hi, Rob.
Oh, gosh. There he is. Podfather of the call.
Yeah. Well, that's even more exciting than the cameo we got in our interview.
That's true. This is, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have Christopher Troy coming up towards the back end of the episode to break down the at-bat with Ronald Acuna. And there's a special surprise, particularly for the YouTube viewers, in that interview. So stick around for that. But this is the official podcast of Sammy getting sunburned in Fort Myers. It is the real thing. Yep, he's wearing a red shirt, and his skin might be redder than his shirt.
I do not feel great right now. My skin is burning, and I don't understand why, because I applied sunscreen twice today. Gordo can confirm that I did apply two times very thoroughly.
He did. It's SPF 30, and Sammy, I think, just has like kind of burnable skin.
Yeah,
I tanned. I applied well, and I tanned. The only place I didn't, it's like this. I'm wearing like a collared shirt, and there's like a little triangle of area on my chest that I just didn't realize was out, and that kind of got half burnt, but it's like the type of burnt that's gonna like go away in a day. Sammy, I feel like you might have like 2 days.
Yeah, my heart is aching for you. My entire body is burnt right now. My hands especially, the top of my hands, which I feel like people don't apply enough to. They are like, I don't know if you could see on camera. I'm in a lot of pain, so please like and subscribe. Please, I'm doing this in pain.
Yeah, before we move on any further, thank you, Sammy. Hit that like button, hit that thumbs up button wherever you're listening, and subscribe that and give that 5-star rating. If it's on Apple, Spotify, or the Odyssey app, just hit that subscribe button and give us that 5 stars. And on YouTube, hit that thumbs up. Subscribe to the WEI page. We've got our own playlist. I get that word every time. But yeah, hit, help us out a bunch. Helps you out a ton. We've been kicking out content all weekend. We know you've seen it. I think I want to kick the first question to Pat. Pat, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much FOMO have you had in the last 4 days?
So I'll give you kind of my rundown. So you guys were texted, we're like, we're leaving right now, whatever. When you got on your whatever. So I'm at clinical. I am with patients. I was like, I gotta pee. My phone is blowing up and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Open up Twitter and I see you guys in the dugout with Tristan Casas. And I gotta tell you, I was really wondering what the barrel of a shotgun tasted like.
Wait, did you go pee?
I did. Okay. And I was like, no. And I was just scrolling through Twitter and I'm like, I am in 25 degree Connecticut. Well, working 40 hours, working 40 hours for free. And some of my, and I was like, my friends are in sunny Florida with the players that we talk about every week.
This friggin' guy's bettering his career. What a nerd. Who does that?
Pat, it's funny. It's funny that you like talk about how quick it felt, because that's honestly truly what it was. Like for us, we touched down on the plane and like Rob, like big thanks to Rob for coming to the airport and picking us up. He's out there in his red Kia. You can't miss him. We get in the car. The airport's like 10-15 minutes from the ballpark. We get in the car and we don't drop our stuff or anything. We like go straight there. Like Sammy and I are like unloading our clothes in the car to like get our backpacks out. We get there. We go into the press box, drop our stuff off, and like pretty much instantly we're like, Rob's taking us down to the field. It's like, oh, like these passes get us on here. And like there's Tyler O'Neill sitting in the dugout. Like we go have a good conversation with him. Just of note with him, like whatever pictures you've seen and like video of him hitting homers and like standing in the box, like with his batting stance and whatever, it does not even come close to doing it to doing it's justice, whatever. He is way more jacked in person than he
doesn't do it justice. Oh my God. Get some sleep, boys.
I went to school for journalism and I can't even speak. That's terrible. Yeah, no, Gordo is absolutely right. He is like, he's cartoonishly muscular. It looks like it's fake. And he was saying to us like, that he was saying his farmer's tan makes him look more jacked. Like, nah, dude, this guy is shockingly muscular. Like, good luck. If he makes contact, that thing is going 572 feet. But yeah, it was pretty surreal for us. Like, just being on the field that close to the players, getting to watch them take infield, take batting practice in the, what do you call it, the turtle, the big batting cage, the turtle.
Yeah, that yeah, thing that turtle. Goes over the hitters when they're taking BP. That's yeah. A turtle.
And by the way, Trevor Story was hitting rockets in batting practice, in the games. Like every time we saw Story, he was hitting rockets. And I try my best not to get too caught up in spring training and stuff like that, those kind of numbers. But man, it's so hard not to feel good about that guy, especially after what we've seen from him from the last 2 years. Hasn't been what we've expected. But man, he looked good. Gordo, I don't know if you feel the same way. I'm really high on Story bounce back season.
Yeah, with Story, my state of mind for most of the spring has basically just been, I mean, we've seen him here 2 years and it hasn't been what it was before throughout the entirety of those 2 years. And like, that's still going to be my mindset, but I definitely am more hopeful just after seeing him in person. Like he looks confident, hitting the ball hard every time we saw it. I'll add Tyler O'Neill, like the ball off his bat sounds just hilarious. It's he hits rockets. I mean, and not just like on the subject outside of like watching the guys play, like, we hear these quotes from Cora about the vibes. It's definitely true.
Yeah.
And it like, and it's not just cause like we were there. Cause like, obviously like we bring the vibes up cause we're awesome, but like,
yeah, sure.
Yeah. No, like obviously yeah. Like, they saw us show up and like the vibes went from a 10 to like a 15, but like they were already at a 10. Like you can't argue with it. It was people. And like, obviously it's spring training, but guys were definitely in good spirits, and we said it last year, so like I obviously take it with for whatever it's worth, but like it was true.
I'll say like the thing that stood out to me was the catching competition, and we're in Boston where we all live. Pat's in Connecticut, but in New England I should say, and we get so caught up in all the negativity, and of course a lot of that negativity is justified with the expectations and what this team has become on paper. But when we got there to Fort Myers and they were doing the catching competition, like, these guys don't care about, like, what people are saying about the prospect of this team. Those guys are having a great time. They believe in each other. They believe that they can win. And if you were an outside viewer and you just came into Red Sox camp, you would think this team is favored to win the World Series because these guys are so they're so ready to go. It made me feel better. I've been negative for the last like 4 months. I've been sick of hearing myself be negative. It just felt good to see. And I know there's going to be people who roll their eyes at that. Oh, what's that going to do? That's fine. But it was good to see these guys happy, happy faces on all the players. Guys making the team. We talked to Sadon Rafaela moments after he made the team. The following day, we spoke to Joely Rodriguez, who's, by the way, the coolest guy ever. We love Joely now after speaking to that guy. It's just the good vibes were much needed for me, at least. I won't speak for Gordo. It's just nice to get a different perspective of this team that we're all so addicted to following, and it's been hurting us lately, but the last few days for me at least have been really positive, and I feel like I needed that ahead of the season. I'm ready to go now.
Yeah, and you brought up the catching competition. It just brings back a quick memory I had from that, because like, so we watched BP, like we did the Q&A with Costas in the dugout, which like we have loved the response from listeners and people on social media to that. Like we were enjoying that in the moment. We're glad everyone else has gotten to enjoy that. But after that, we go to the catching competition and we're just like standing there. We were talking to Christopher Troy actually coincidentally. So we'll have that on social at some point. We're going to be kicking these videos out for at least the next several days. Like we have a bunch of stuff for you guys to see. But after that, we're just kind of like hanging out, watching it. And like all of a sudden, like I feel something like hit me in the back. It kind of like half skimmed me, half hit me. And like I just see this ball bouncing away. Like if I had better posture, this ball, and it was like a home run ball going over the monster, would have hit me in the freaking head.
Yeah, we were below left field. We were below left field and someone on the Orioles hit the ball. And that could have ended our trip really early. You almost got like concussed badly by that. It was like a 400-foot hit, and Gordo was so close to getting blasted by it. And the funny thing is, it happened. Trevor Story's right next to us. He sees it and he goes, "Whoa, whoa, 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 guys! We gotta be careful." He runs in the clubhouse, grabs his glove like he's ready to defend his teammate—not us, but his teammates who are like in the line of fire, which I thought was really cool, especially when we've been talking about his leadership and his leadership beard. More importantly, it was just cool to be around the team and see how tight those guys are for all the bad stuff we hear about the team on paper. When you see them in person, it's nothing like what you've been hearing.
God. So I'm trying to think what else from that day. We got to see Jackson Holliday play. We watched Tristan Costas introduce himself to him for the first time, which was cool.
He said Costas introduced himself. Rob tweeted this out. Costas said, "Hey, I'm Tristan Costas. I play first base. Come see me." He also said he's a big fan of Jackson Holliday, which I think is cool. You know, guys, fans of each other from different teams. They're baseball players, but they're also baseball fans. And Gordo mentioned it earlier, but the island question is what really popped off. And it's funny because, like we explained, we basically get to the field, we meet Tyler O'Neill, and then Costas is walking over and we quickly grab him like, "Hey, you have 2 seconds to talk." And Gordo's talking to him. He has his questions prepared, and I'm kind of like, I'm a little panicked because I'm up next and I didn't really know what to ask him. So I looked at the list of questions that Gordo and I had wrote down as like possible things we want to talk about. And at the very bottom was the island question. And I was like, "Oh, screw it. I feel like Costas is funny. Like maybe he'll like it." So Gordo thought of the question and then I asked it. And thank you to Tristan Costas because that was gold. He said, "If you missed the island question, we asked Tristan Costas, which one of your teammates would you want to take on an island if you had to survive, and which one would you not want to take?" And he said he wanted to take Jarren Duran because he's muscular and athletic, so he could get Tristan Costas food, and then eventually at a certain point Tristan would be able to eat him because he has tasty ligaments. Which was just he just totally like gifted us that quote. So thank you, Tristan. And I'm glad we asked the island question, even though it was towards the bottom of the list.
Yeah, and that
the
that
best question, part.
You know, you go, Pat.
The best part of that video is Sammy laughs. Coop knows exactly what I'm going to say. It pans back over after he makes the tasty ligaments comment, and you can just see like a half smirk and then him fight it, trying not to laugh.
Costas, you mean? Yeah.
His ligaments taste good.
Okay.
Right there.
Who do you think wouldn't hack it on the island that you wouldn't want to bring with you?
That little smirk, you can tell so badly that he wants to like break character. He goes, I just got to stay with the bit.
Yeah.
And he just does.
And it was awesome because like obviously that got a lot of traction on social media. But what it also did was it set us up to ask that question like amongst others to a bunch of different guys throughout. I mean, we were here for 4 days, and the second day was like, holy crap, there was enough rain for the year.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. But like there was no game scheduled for there. Some of the guys went like to Dunedin, which is like super far.
2 hours, yeah.
Yeah, 2 hours. Like Will Fleming and Lou Merlone had to broadcast it, and they were not thrilled about having to make the trip, which was kind of funny in a way. But most of the guys stuck back. So like even in the rain, like we were there. There was like a little window of clear skies where we could see some things happening. Like we were watching the guys like do their things, and we would talk to some. Like we said, we've got a bunch of videos coming out. Like, I want to say
one that I think people are really going to like is Liam Hendricks. He hasn't really done too much with the Boston media. Of course, he's injured. He's not going to be pitching until probably mid-2024.
Don't give it away, though.
But I'm not going to give anything away. But, man, he is a character and a half. We talked about a lot of fun stuff. I'll leave it at that. But we're going to be releasing that in the next few days. Might save that one until close to opening day, but. Man, the Aussie has an outstanding sense of humor. So all in all, I think really successful trip. Great meeting the Nessun guys as well. Man, too many people. I don't want to try to mention anyone. Everyone, I'll forget somebody and feel bad. But yeah, great time meeting everyone. Everyone was super nice. The staff at JetBlue Park were great as well. Thanks to Rob for having us. And man, I don't know. Gordo, anything else you want to add to that before we get to enough said?
Well, yeah, before enough said.
Excuse me, sorry. Before we get to the Christopher Troy interview, geez, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah. That's some good stuff. I mean, yeah, it was really good getting to see baseball in person again. Like an underrated part of the trip is like, it's a great like segue to opening day, at least from our perspective, just because you've got about, what, like 7-8 days, which doesn't seem like much, but it can be a lot when you're like counting down the days for something. And to get to watch baseball in person, it's mostly regulars playing because it's the end of spring training. Like today, we got to see the Braves regulars.
Good God, man!
That lineup's okay.
That's fine. That lineup. Gordon and I were talking about that lineup. 1 through 9 is good, but after you get through that, it's not that great. So the Braves,
top heavy.
The first 9 guys are good, but after, I'm not sold. Yeah. No, but in all seriousness.
Yeah, their rotation's only 5 guys deep, too. They're not.
Yeah, the rotation stinks. They only have 5 good starters. The bullpen's really good, I guess, so we'll give them that. But no, jokes aside, holy shit, man. The Braves are just loaded. Cutter Crawford pitched today. He kind of struggled. But, like, you can't even – how do you blame a guy? You got Acuna, Albies, Riley. Who else?
Murphy.
Arcia is like a gold glover at short. He's tough. Jared Kelenic is hitting 9th. I know he hasn't really hit his ceiling, but he's batting 9th. That's insane. So, yeah.
Adam Duvall
didn't play today, but he's on the Adam Duvall's on the bench. He hit 20 home runs last year. He's on the bench.
How many games did he hit those 20
home
runs too?
20 home runs in like 100 games, and he's on the bench. So, in the their backup catcher is Darnold, who's like starting catcher caliber. I could just go on and on about the Braves. Good God. Good for them. I hope their fans enjoy it. Gordo and I had some Braves fans behind us who were talking about how Boston and Chicago fans are like the worst people in the world. And then they said, but Philly is the worst. So we kept our mouth
shut. That ties in my enough said.
They were like, I want to say,
rotten. They called us rotten.
They did. Rotten was the word they used. They said you think that, or maybe it was like they used to be okay, or like you would think they'd be good, but they end up being just as rotten as everybody else. Like that's what it sounded like.
And they're like, they take pride in that. And Gordo and I like look at each other. We're not going to say anything, but we were like, yeah.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, we do take pride in that. We're awful. So
yeah, we're the worst.
Sorry, Braves fans. We think your team's really good.
Anything else before we get to this interview with Christopher Troy?
No, just socks.
The context of this one, just because I jump right into it, is Cutter Crawford got the first two outs, I want to say, of the sixth inning. Cora pulls him as the Braves lineup is about to turn over, and Christopher Troy comes in to face Ronald Acuna Jr., like the freaking reigning MVP, 40 homers, 70 stolen bases guy, like probably the best player in baseball, unless you want to go the Shohei route, like it's Acuna.
Yeah.
And Acuna was looking a little bit uncomfortable at the plate, and he got him out on a check swing ground ball to first base on in a 2-2 count. Like, it was a really, really good showing, even in just one batter for Christopher Troy. So we want to kick it out to that. Big shout out to Christopher Troy for making the time to jump on with us for a little bit and break down this at bat. It was a lot of fun. So yeah, let's jump right into it. Here's Christopher Troy with us.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right. We are joined by Red Sox pitcher Christopher Troy. Big day for Christopher Troy in the last day at JetBlue Park. Because you got in the game today, in the big league game, and you're a big one because you had to face Ronald Acuna. I got to ask, like, did you know you were coming in for Acuna from the...
Sorry, you guys cut out on me a little bit. Did I know I was coming in for Acuna? Yeah.
Yes.
I was told by Walker, the bullpen coach, big league bullpen coach, that Acuna was on deck. But I was just getting ready. And to be honest, I didn't really, like, in the moment, you don't really think about it because you just got to be focused on what you got to focus on. And I know for me, it was just focusing on my target. So while I was facing Acuna, like, it wasn't like I was on the mound thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm facing Acuna.
Got it. So from the stands, at least where we were watching from, hey, Marcelo.
What's up, Marcelo?
From the stands we were watching, it looked like he was pretty uncomfortable in the box. You had him with some pretty ugly swings. The final result was a weak little ground ball. Can you take us to the at-bat from your point of view?
Yeah, first pitch, heater. I know my stuff plays. Like, every model, every computer, analytically, like, my stuff is big league stuff. So I was never, I guess, concerned with how my stuff would play against him. But first pitch, heater, I was just trying to get in the zone, get ahead. And he swung and missed at it, whiffed at it, which of a high whiff rate, it's not uncommon for me to get whiffs on my fastball. But when I got the first strike, I was just like, okay, time for strike two, and went back to the heater up and in, got a check swing foul ball, and then wanted to finish him off with another heater. And the third heater, I wanted to go up and away, and I missed a little bit down. And he almost put me off pesky pull, but it was a foul ball. And then I threw the slider to the backstop, and I hear JetBlue go, whoa. And so it's
Did you laugh on the mound after that? We thought we saw you laughing on the mound after that slider.
Yeah, I mean, I put the glove over my face just because I was like, bro, I can't be laughing right now. But when I threw the slider to the backstop, I was like, bro, what am I doing right now? And then I think I threw a cutter that was up and away. I thought it was a good pitch. He obviously took it. He's a good hitter. And then slider down, check swing, ground ball, got him.
It's crazy, man, because, like, you get on the mound and it's so obvious, like, just watching the at-bat that your stuff plays against him. You sound so confident. When you got to the mound, I saw you, like, you pound the glove, and then after the final out, it looked a little bit like you were kind of taking it in. Was that true? Were you taking it in a little bit after that out?
Oh, yeah. As I was walking in, I mean, it was a sold-out crowd in JetBlue. It was the first time backing up a big league game, so had to.
Christopher, Acuna, I would imagine, is probably pretty high on your bucket list of guys you wanted to face in a game. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that. I guess I don't really have a bucket list of guys I want to face.
Is there one guy you do want to face? Like, one guy you're like, I think this would be a really fun challenge?
No, I mean, not really.
None at all. No guy you want to be like, I need that scalp.
It's tough to say, and I know I'm not giving you guys kind of what you're looking for, but I mean, honestly, it's I got Roman back here saying me, I got Marcel saying me, but I mean, I don't know, bro. Like, I'm not, when I'm on the mound, it's just me versus me. Like, I know that I know what pitch I have to execute, and as long as I execute those pitches and over a long time, I can, like, I know I will have success, because the game is designed for the pitcher to win. So I feel like as long as I do my job over a large data set, like, I'm going to win more times than not.
Have you ever faced those guys behind you in live BP?
I honestly don't know. Hey, have I ever faced you guys?
Yes.
What'd I do against you, Roman? Marcel said no. Roman said yes. What was the outcome, Roman?
A walk.
A walk. That's pretty on brand.
How did the rematch go?
How did the rematch go?
Yeah.
I probably can. He's laughing.
Would he like to? Would Roman like to respond?
Hey, you want to respond or what? You want to respond, Roman?
No, he's a great pitcher. I think he would get the best of me for sure.
I'm supposed to. The game's designed for me to win.
Okay, that's very humble of you. Very humble. And then Marcelo, I think he left, but.
I tell him all the time he's got too much loft in his swing to catch up to the heater.
You're like a coach too.
By him three up, three down.
That's all I was trying to do to Acuna.
Yeah, if you're throwing Acuna like that, you might as well throw Marcelo like that.
I mean, Acuna is National League MVP.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know.
What Salem player of the week? Marcelo.
So were you kind of like taking it in when you left the mound? Like, it looked like you kind of like, I don't blame you if you did. It looked like you enjoyed that one. How could you not?
For sure. And I had a long walk too, because I was walking from first base. So just kind of looking at the crowd. It was cool to be in the bullpen with Kenley Jansen, Chris Martin, you know, guys like that. It was a cool experience.
Hey, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us. I don't know where you're going to be to start this year, but we're going to come wherever the hell you are. We're going to come find you, all right?
Gordo, Sammy, great to meet you guys. And I missed the third man joining us. Who are you, sir?
Pat.
This is
Pat. Pat Brown.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. I appreciate you guys' time. Thanks for
nice to meet you, Christopher.
We appreciate you jumping on, man.
Yeah. Sweet. Take it easy, guys.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, big thanks, big shout out, Christopher Troy, for not only getting Ronald Acuna to look foolish at the plate, but for also jumping on Play Tessie. And also, obviously, to Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony for making some quick cameos in there. That was cool. But obviously, Christopher Troy, the highlight of the day.
Man of the hour.
The man of the hour and the highlight of the day with that Acuna at bat. That was what everyone was talking about after the final spring training game at JetBlue Park. So obviously awesome to get him on and talk that through. If you don't follow him on Twitter, I believe his ad is Christoph Troy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
And to be clear, why this is a big deal, Christopher Troy pitched in, what, double A? Double A. So he reached double A last year, and he retired the reigning NL MVP. And not only that, as Gordo said earlier, Acuna didn't look very comfortable in the box. He had some ugly swings. I mean, Christopher throws, I think in his game earlier this week, it wasn't a televised game, he hit 99. Today he was 97, 98. And he's a big dude too. So that's like, that's a big dude throwing hard at you. And Acuna did not look like he liked it. And it was also funny. I think he was scheduled to leave, but the at-bat happened. And then like 5 seconds later, Acuna like walked off the field to the locker and left, which was funny. I don't think it had anything to do with the at-bat, but it was just funny to see.
Yeah. And don't, I get it. Baseball, like, yes, it's designed in the pitcher's favor, like each at bat, whatever. Don't let him say that. That was ridiculously impressive that he made Ronald Acuña Jr. look like that. But we're gonna go into some Nuff Said before we get out of here. Pat, I want to give you the first shot at Nuff Said. You got anything for us?
Yeah, I do. So, as we've established, the boys are down in the fort, holding down spring training. I was in enemy territory last night. I was in Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
And the opener for the concert I saw sang New York, New York, and I wanted to gouge my eyes out. That being said, I took a bit of a gamble, admittedly. I wore this hat, this Sox hat.
Boston Red.
Into Manhattan. Not aside from one lady at the concert, which was like by accident. Not one comment. Not one comment. I want to hear about your passion. I want to hear if someone came into Boston wearing a Yankee hat, you'd be hearing stuff. You'd be hearing a little, you know, nudges, little barbs. Nothing. None of it.
Hat. In the words of one of my favorite people in the world, Gordon Ramsay, that's a great shame.
Yeah. I mean, I went in. I was expecting, you know, stand my ground, claim enemy territory. Nothing happened. Not one comment, not one look, no interactions. It's a damn shame.
These colors don't pitiful. Run.
Yeah. I bleed red, brother.
Yeah. Barbasol.
Oh, yeah. That's my enough said. Yankee fans are soft.
You guys remember those ads on MLB Network?
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Close Shave America.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Close Shave Barbasol.
Close Shave Barbasol. You were basically a Barbasol ad yesterday, Pat. Just so tough American. All right. Good stuff. I'd also like to add that Pat attempted to drink all the beer in New York City so that there would be none left for Yankees fans. I think he pretty much succeeded based on the text we got from him and the video. So congrats to Pat, a successful venture into Manhattan, drank all the beers. You left out a part about the party that was happening behind you, though.
The party that was happening by, oh God, what did I?
The nuns.
Oh, that was before. Yeah, that was crazy. We go to like this little hole in the wall bar. This is in Jersey. I was not in New York yet. And you just hear like happy birthday being sung. I was like, oh, they must have like a little like function room out back. And I turn and there is no bullshit. 30 nuns taking a group picture. It's one of the sisters' 80th birthdays. And it was so I was not in the state of mind to be around nuns. Like it was unsettling. It was unsettling.
Nuns, man. That's a party. 30 nuns.
That's a party. you shouldn't have left it, dude. You should have just been one with the nuns.
I know. Shout out the nuns, because when they left, they started cleaning the room.
What? That's so nun.
15 to 20 wine bottles coming out of that room.
Hey. Whoa. Nuns, baby, nuns.
Wait, I'm not a religious man. Aren't they not allowed to drink?
Oh, here we go.
There are so many reasons for you to check out our YouTube channel, to check out the YouTube episode and all of our YouTube episodes with this one.
Oh, look at that video. You can see very much in middle of a bender, Pat, and you can see Gordo's beautiful face and my lobster skin in this episode. I can't even talk. I'm so tired, man. Oh my God.
Not to mention Marcelo and Roman parading around behind.
Oh my God.
That's good. But no, but I'll go to my note said. This is a good one. It was the second day. It was the rainy day. And we're just like chilling outside the clubhouse. Like, We were just hanging out. And Casas walks out. And this is like the day after we did the Q&A with him. And he walks by and he's like, he gives us both fist bumps. And he's like, Gordo. And then he looks at Sammy, he goes, Steve? And what are you like? Sammy, we'll get it.
Like, yeah. I was like, oh, close. We'll work on it. And he goes, damn it. and walks away.
Yeah, he's like, damn it, fuck. But yeah, so I have a new nickname. He's no longer the Hebrew Hammer. He's Hebrew Steve.
Yeah, until Costas makes amends and calls me by my name, I'm now Hebrew Steve. So,
yeah. So Hebrew Steve is in the house. That is going to stick. You are Hebrew Steve.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Costas. Well, I guess it's okay. He gave us the quote. All right, I'm up. My enough said is I think I'm a Florida man now. I really like it down here. It's kind of like a dirty little secret that I like Florida. It's obviously the weather is great, but everyone's really nice. And well, okay, one weird thing that happened. We won't talk about politics or anything on the show, but Gordo and I get to JetBlue Park, and within an hour, Ron DeSantis shows up, and I just thought it was really funny. I'm like, what the hell? We're in this gigantic state, and their mega controversial governor or whatever he is shows up. Just really weird. But other than that, I like Florida. Lots of baseball. The food is great. Yeah, so I'm a part-time Florida man now. I want to come back next year and bring what's the sunscreen that's like it just makes your skin white, like talc or whatever. I'm gonna bring
copper tone.
Yeah, SPF like anything above like 50.
But doesn't it stop mattering after a while?
Are you talking about zinc?
Zinc. Yeah, I'm gonna get zinc and put it all over my body. I'm gonna look like a ghost.
What is zinc?
It's like this thick and
it's an element technically
sunscreen. Oh. Yeah, it's. Creamy. Yeah.
I will only wear
you're damn right, Sammy. We are going back next year and I'm fucking coming,
yeah,
all right?
Okay. Yeah, Pat, how are you going to have we might have to like send Pat out here for double the time just to make as like sort of it's not a punishment. Make actually, it'd be more like a reward, but it's like making amends. Like you have to just like fend for yourself out here for a few days and then we'll meet you.
Just put me on the equipment bus. I'll just head down for the whole time.
I'll
drive it. Yeah, I'll drive it.
You'll be the truck day dude. For next year. By the way, like this entire weekend was truck days. They were loading up trucks start to finish, like 4 days, like how many trucks were there? They were loading shit onto those trucks from start to finish. It was like nonstop. It was crazy.
Yeah, if you're a fan of trucks and loading stuff onto trucks, you're gonna want to get yourself to Fort Myers because there's a lot of trucks to be loaded, especially if you like loading baseball gear onto trucks. So I know there's a lot of people who always comment on our stuff. Hey, we want to load stuff into trucks, especially baseball gear. This is your chance. Come down to Fort Myers next year. It's too late this year as the Red Sox are on their way to Texas to play the defending world champion Texas Rangers in the final two spring training games of the year, although they are not Grapefruit League games. I believe the Red Sox fit, what were they, 17, 12, and then some ties. So,
yeah,
you know, decent spring training showing. Not that it means anything at all, but I mean, you could chalk them up to World Series favorites, in my opinion. I think that's fair to say, yeah.
Yeah, and before we wrap this up, like we're gonna be doing some season preview stuff, in our next episode. You lose track of the days here.
57.
Yeah. Episode 57 is next week. That'll be the Joely episode. Like, sorry.
I got a question for you boys.
Yeah.
Are we gonna see you guys on the Netflix show?
It was actually kind of funny. At one point, Sammy and I were like walking in. It was like, I think like day three. And like one of the Netflix camera people was like very much like recording us the entire way walking in. Do I think that's going to make the documentary? Absolutely fucking not. But it did happen.
That'd be electric.
You'll probably see like our like butt cheeks in the background and that's it. Nothing crazy. They certainly didn't ask.
Oh my God.
I can't believe they didn't ask us for an interview, but
can you imagine? If Netflix caught Gordo getting smoked by a line drive.
Oh my God. Like chapter 6, podcaster gets murdered in cold blood by opposing team's home run. Trevor Story could not save him. That'd be pretty cool. We would lose Gordo, but.
And now we interview his friend, Steve.
That's Hebrew Steve to you, Pat.
Yeah. Hey, my name's actually Sammy, but yeah. Looks like I'm doing all the interviews now. I'll miss Gordon.
We're here with Gordon, podcaster Nate Gordon, dead.
Yeah, no, Gordon. or as it appears on Coop's phone, Nate Gordo. That's me, Mr. Copper Leopard. That's you.
But
yeah,
Sammy, Copper Leopard, is that what you just said?
Yeah, that's his name. Until he changes my name in his phone.
Once you are in the phone, you stay that way in the phone. I don't know what to tell you.
And you're,
we've had this conversation before. The fans don't want to hear it.
You're going to stay as Copper Leopard in my phone until you get it right. And if you choose to not, then you're going to be Cop. You're Cop.
All right, let's go to bed.
Yeah, Sammy,
no comment.
Up like, and I mean, we have a 6 a.m. flight, which means we're getting up at like 4.
Yeah, we got like, actually, if we go to sleep now, we can get like 5 hours of sleep. That's fine. Gordo didn't take Monday off of work. What a psychopath.
Yeah, our flight gets in, and I'll be able to like log right into work and like spend the, yeah, it's going to be terrible, oh, but I'm going to do that,
dude. I'm going to log right into my bed and sleep all day.
All right, well, let's get some shut-eye now. Before we wrap and before you leave, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Rate us 5 stars. Apple, Spotify, Odyssey app, all those places. Don't forget, hit up the YouTube channel, especially for this one. There's a lot of good stuff on the YouTube channel here. Hit that thumbs up button there. Subscribe to the WEI page and keep an eye on our playlist. But for Sammy, for Pat, for Coop behind the scenes, big shout-out, big thank you to Christopher Troy for jumping on with us. Super awesome, and we are definitely going to bring him back again for a full episode at some point, hopefully during the season. We'll catch up with him. We'll see where he starts the year, and we'll definitely catch up with him at some point soon. But this has been Play Tessie, episode 56. Signing off for this one from the Fort to the Lou.